Suddenly my mind is open.
Hello, everyone. This is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome to Post Adolescence Glow. We're still setting up, but we just played two songs by a drug dealer in Wiseblood. Is it Wiseblood? Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Wiseblood is actually coming to the Boston metro area. It's been the talk of the town, and the tickets are pretty affordable, so you should check that out. But we're going to go ahead and play some more tunes for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to go ahead and get started with Sideways Staircase. So I hope you all enjoy.
You got it.
dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
Who loves the sun? hello. Sorry for the late start again, but you know what? It's okay, because this is Post Adolescence Glow, and we're all learning here, and that's okay. Anyways, this is Post Adolescence Glow. This is Kim and Daniel and Constantine.
Hi.
Hello.
We are here today with the favorite band ever on campus, number one band, Sideways Staircase. Shout out Maria. Maria's the only reason I'm here. But yeah, they've been on the show before, so it's nice to see some familiar faces. But yeah, so we have Sideways Staircase till 1 today, and then a very close friend of mine, Amelia from Berkeley again, is going to be playing from 1 to 2. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, let's get started. You guys are doing Roxanne first.
Oh, how did you know?
I'm psychic. Go ahead when you're ready. Seeing that live in the flesh at the Apple Jam Valentine's Day show was amazing, and just as amazing the second time around.
Thank you.
Of course. So next you guys have Up Granville, I Love Peach Pit, Maria knows, Kenzie and Grace, shout out. They love Peach Pit, especially Grace.
Yes.
So this is very like throwback. But yeah. Excited. Yeah. Go ahead and y'all.
Sam Markowitz's favorite right here.
Yeah, shout out Sam and his birds. We love birds. Okay. Go ahead when y'all are ready.
you tossed it up like skeet and shot it just to mark up your week with a little K and the blood red. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having ordinary company that always gives you time. Even at the golden
Peach Pit is just so like nostalgic. They're so I love it. That was so good. Okay, Jonathan is next. Shout out Constantine. Constantine loves the song. Constantine loves Adrienne Lecker.
Adrienne Lecker, I love her.
I'm excited to hear your voice with this, Luna. I feel like it's gonna sound really good.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome. You okay.
One
Go.
Second.
Yeah, when you're ready.
Is everyone ready?
Oh, Maria looks so cute. Maria's sitting on the floor.
I'm out for this one. I'm taking my break.
Maria is the bassist for those who do not know.
Maria is the queen.
Come on.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow, wow.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh,
nah,
sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Beautiful.
I love that song too.
I know. It's so good. Okay. Wait a minute. Very different vibe. But that just shows the versatility of Sideways Staircase. The extreme versatility. So, you know, that's why we love them. Okay, whenever y'all are ready, go ahead. We were just taking a picture. We're all wearing matching shirts today, all WMFO shirts, so we had to take a little staff pic.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was so fun. I love the guitar tones are so beautiful. We were just talking about that.
Sam, your guitar sounds great.
I'm loving the bass, the little pokey bass sound right now.
Michelle, Maria. So many M bass players. Okay, let's do Too Dark, and then before Boys Don't Cry, I'm the most excited for that one. I love that song. Then we'll do the interview after Too Dark.
Sounds great.
So, yeah, go ahead when y'all are ready.
Okay. I don't wanna know how frustrated you are.
Beautiful, beautiful. Loved it. My mom said it's beautiful. She's always getting shouted out. She said she really loves you guys.
Aww.
She says hi to Maria. And also shout out to Amelia. She's listening all the way in Madrid. So there's no excuse for anyone who's not listening right now. But yeah, let's chat. So I feel like I know you guys pretty well, like compared to a lot of the other bands here, so it was kind of hard to think of some questions, but I know most of you guys, if not all of you, are seniors, so I don't know if this is scary to ask, but like what are some future plans? Like, are you guys gonna continue with music
at
all?
Whatever you like, want, man.
What's on the docket?
Well, I mean, I feel like the sad reality is that we probably all won't be in the same place following this year.
Aww.
So
thanks.
This is like, this semester is like the last hurrah, which is so sad because we like started last semester, so we haven't had much time together, but it's, yeah, exactly. We're making the most of it. We're trying to play as much as we can. And like, it's awesome how much we've been able to build over the past, like, I don't know, like 6 months maybe. And, yeah, it's just like, if you're listening and you're thinking about forming a band and you're like a little first year, like do it. And so you have all this time to like build this great group and play with people that you love. It's a lot of fun.
Aww. That's great. That was so cute. Also, okay. I know you guys like usually do covers, but what do practices look like? Like, do you guys just like jam and do random stuff? Do any of you like write music and come together, or what's that like?
We're kind of like scamps in practice, I feel like. I mean, we like get our stuff done, but we like come in. Tucker is definitely like doing just some extra stuff. Me and Maria are always late. Sam is just like, all right, guys. Are we ready? And then Grant is always on time and is always like, okay, can I go faster? Can I speed this up?
I'm always ready to play. I don't need all the talking before it. I'm ready to just die.
I feel like if Grant and I had it our way, we would just like play the entire 2 hours and not speak a word.
And where do you guys usually play? Do you guys play in Granoff or practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Room 24.
I think so. Yeah. 24. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and going back to that question about making music, like, Sam has, we played a song that Sam wrote at one of our performances, which was great, and Grant's been writing some music, and excited to perform those soon, and Luna's writing some stuff too, and I think we're going to try to venture more into originals very soon, which I'm excited about.
That's great. I'm trying to, our second artist is here, and I think she's a little confused, so I'm double tasking right now. Okay, what else do I have? Oh, a little fun question. So I feel like you guys kind of play like a similar genre for the most part, kind of like indie rock vibes, but I was just wondering, I usually am interested in like what you guys listen to, like what does a band, what's your music taste, how does that align, like does one of you guys really like metal, or like is there any unexpected artists that you guys like or listen to that don't really align with the usual vibes?
Well, anytime Luna or Tucker sends me in the chat, I don't even know what the band is. Like, I think we all have different tastes.
I'm a big hyper pop lover, so it's not like indie rock core. I'm like, let's do Bjork, and everyone's like, come on, Luna, come on, man.
One of our first songs we ever tried to play was like a nightcore version of Every Time We Touch, and we were like,
it was so hard.
Yeah, we were like, let's start by playing hyperpop, and it did not work. So we have abandoned that project.
That's so crazy.
We're like, wait, why can't we go this fast? Oh yeah, they sped it up so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I love that. Yeah, hyperpop vibes. Yeah, I feel like I've gotten into hyperpop before, but like not extensively. I had like a phase in high school where I listened to like extreme hyperpop only when I did my homework, and I just was like really productive. But then I started listening to classical music when I did my homework, so very, very different.
Yeah,
but
that's like two extremes. Oh man.
But yeah, okay, let's keep going, or let's have Lily's do the PSA if you guys want to switch over and do a quick little PSA. And then we'll get back to the music.
Thank you, Kim. What a lovely interview. And now we're going to learn about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. With that, back to Kim.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. We always love the ladder safety PSA. We can never get enough of it. Okay, so next is Boys Don't Cry, which I am so excited for. I love the song. Such a great song. And I'm so excited to hear what you guys do with it.
Sweet.
So when you're ready, go ahead.
Boys don't cry. Boys
don't cry.
Beautiful. Love it. Amelia, you want to say hi?
Hey.
We found Amelia. She was lost. Okay.
Yeah, I was really lost.
Beautiful. Yeah, go ahead. Boys don't cry, but do they cry? Question. Question for all the boys.
Yes. Yeah, the boys cry.
Boys cry. Okay. That's okay. What's Mythbusters? Myth has been busted. Boys do cry. Oh no. Okay. Next, we have Put Your Records On. Love this song. This song has been on the performed on the radio so many times, and I'm so happy about it. Last week, this week, very, very beautiful.
What?
Me and Stella did this song last week too. A very, very chill version. So I'm excited to hear your guys' version. It'll probably be a little more intricate. But I'm very, yeah, this is a classic, great song. So yeah. Enough rambling from me. You guys can go ahead.
Dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go.
Jazzy, fun, yes, beautiful. Okay, next we have Dreams. Very, very excited for this. And yeah, stay tuned for Amelia next. She just released Dead Bouquet, right? Today. So congrats to Amelia, yesterday. So yay. excited for that. But yeah, let's get into Dreams. So excited. Sideways Staircase, everyone. Best Tufts band ever. Woo! In history.
Yeah, you said it.
The only Tufts band ever.
Okay, go ahead. Constantine was singing, as usual. It was a great addition.
You all played that at the Apple Jam Halloween show, right?
That's our first time. We've done the Cranberries before, though. We did Zombies.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Zombies. Oh my God, that was crazy. I remember that. I was me and my friend Cole. I don't think he's listening. I think he's at gospel choir. Y'all know Cole though. We were standing on the radiator, and I was just zooming in and taking pictures of Maria. Like really close up, and I was like, Maria! I think that was the first time I saw you guys or saw Maria play.
Yeah, that was our debut performance.
performance. Yeah, yeah. And it was a great performance. You guys really, that was a kicker.
Stop.
So.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, next we have Lazy Eye. Next and last we have Lazy Eye. So sad. But I'm so like impressed with how we've done timing. Today has been a very stressful morning. Lots of things going on today and started late, but you know, we're really like moving up in the world, guys.
I think everything here is really smooth.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth. Once we got to the studio, it became smooth. So
you should see us in here. We all look really freaking serious. Everyone's like, next song.
Yeah. I know, I'm so impressed. You guys are like really like keeping times very well. I feel like usually like I don't know.
That's
everyone
grit.
Like yeah, everyone speeds up like and it's like I don't know. This has been a very chill and peaceful like environment today. So
this is like also our ideal like way to perform because we can all look at each other.
Yeah. You guys are all like in a circle. That's great. Okay. When y'all are ready, go right ahead. That Tucker, I loved that you were really into it.
Of course.
This is a Tucker pick. This is a Tucker pick.
Yeah, super fuzz. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I really hope maybe sometime again, maybe you guys can be our last show or something.
Oh, yes!
Later in the semester.
The grand finale of Sideways.
Yeah.
As we've said before on this show, Los Angeles and Glow is the reason that we started our band.
Oh my gosh, really?
So, yeah. Maria was like, look, I signed up for this thing.
I was like, guys, I signed us up to play on the radio. We're not a band yet. We need a name.
Tucker, do you play guitar?
And now we're here.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's so, you guys were one of our like first, or I don't actually remember.
We were in December.
Yeah, that's still kind of early. I feel like we kind of started late. Semester.
I just wanted to shout out Kim before we go too, because you're incredible to run all of this. Shout out to Amelia. I'm so happy you're here, Kim. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, big shout out to Amelia. There's two Amelias today. Oh. Amelia with an A from, she's in Madrid. I know. shout out to both Amelias, but yeah, this has been like an amazing thing to be a part of, and I'm just, I'm